Steve-O and Renee are off. You've listened to them for 10 years in the afternoon. We've finally decided to let them come on in the morning. Here's Jim Fried with Wanda Miles.
All right, all right, all right, Wanda. We are on and we are back. And we've been talking to Norikawa. She's the guru over at the Sacred Space. And we want to thank Carla Descal and Nor. They've got a big event coming up. Nor, tell me a little bit about your women's circle that you've got coming up.
On Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Sacred Space Miami, Carla and I are co-hosting our anniversary women's circle. A year ago, we brought women together. I used to do this privately, and we decided to publicly host women's circles.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're going to talk about that more in the later in the 8 o'clock hour. I know that my wife Vivian is going to go, and I know Noor and Carla have helped Vivian heal, so we're going to talk a little bit more about that later in the hour. But we've got a guest holding on the line. Can you tell me a little about who that is, Wanda?
Our guest this morning, Les Brown, motivational speaker extraordinaire, and coming to Unity on the Bay this evening. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Les, and hey, I'm from Dade County Public Schools. I went to school here. How about you?
Yes, I went to Booker T. Washington High School. I graduated in 1963. That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was, but your content is still current. We've got you coming up at the Unity on the Bay here on Memorial Day weekend this Friday. That's today. What do people, you know, tell me a little bit about what people can expect if they come see you.
Well, number one, we're going to teach people how to begin to navigate this new economy. According to the Department of Labor, over 20,000 people are losing their jobs every month to artificial intelligence and technology. So we're going to teach people how to begin to turn their passion into profits, the things that I've learned how to do since I've been speaking for 49 years, and that is helping people know what it is that they have, that their asset, and how to begin to use the strategies today in this era that the late Peter Drucker calls the era of the three C's: accelerated change, overwhelming complexity, and tremendous competition, and design a life that they feel good about.
Yeah, you know, that's the most important thing. Today's society, a lot of the advertising really drives you to want to think you want and need things that really aren't important in life. And then today's pace is increasingly difficult for anybody to put up with. So what are some of the focal points that people need to focus on, Les?
Well, first of all, you use the word focus. There's so much noise. There's so much distractions. Many people have the potential to do more, but they get caught up in what I call weapons of mass distractions, and they don't do the things that they need to do, and that is keeping the main thing that can help them to create momentum in their lives that will move them in the direction of their dreams. When I graduated from Booker T. Washington High School, I never had any college training. I was labeled educable, mentally retarded at Douglas Elementary School in Overtown, put back from the fifth grade to the fourth grade, fell again when I was in the eighth grade. But I had this high school teacher who told me, "Mr. Brown, I want you to work this problem out." And I told him I couldn't do it. And the other kids started laughing, saying, "He's DT." And he said, "What's DT?" And they said, "He's the dumb twin. He's got a twin brother." And I said, "I am, sir." And he came from behind his desk and he looked at me and he said, "Don't ever say that again. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality." And that was a breakthrough moment for me. So part of what we have to do, people have to begin to realize they have the ability to do more, but unfortunately, many of us are operating within the context of what's expected of us. We're brought into the conversations and the low expectations of people that have influenced us that we love and admire, who meant well, but unfortunately, that has compromised our ability to do more. So focusing your mind, finding out what is your passion, what is it that gives your life a sense of meaning and purpose, and working on yourself continuously, but in addition to that, which is major, and that is creating a community of collaborative, achievement-driven, supportive relationships that can help you go to that next level.
Les, I 100% agree. Recently, I helped my wife get a kidney transplant. We searched for many, many years. We finally found a beautiful, loving donor up from, she was from Pembroke Pines. We used social media. But the number one thing that helped me be resilient through the time was that I needed to surround myself with positive energy people that believed in what I was doing and supported me both emotionally and intellectually. And anybody that didn't support me and wasn't behind me in my quest, I eliminated them from my life. And that is how I became successful and found my wife, her kidney. Les, I'm 100% behind what you're saying.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations to you and your wife, most certainly. She is very blessed to have you. I'm a 21-year cancer conqueror because of God's grace and mercy and because of people like yourself. And part of what we have to begin to understand what Earl Nightingale meant when he said, you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. Oh. That our beliefs, the things that we buy into, to a very large degree, affect every dimension of our lives down to the cellular level. I studied the area of psychoneuroimmunology that you're familiar with. And when we begin to think about what is it we need to do at this point in time to begin to better affect our health, our spirituality, our emotions, and that is we have to upgrade our relationships, and we have to have a strategy and a vision, and holding that vision of what it is that we want to create and hold on to it tenaciously, even when we don't have evidence to prove that it's the right thing to do. We have to be patient and persistent and consistent in a strategy that will help to manifest the things that we envision for ourselves. And we're going to teach people tonight how to do that.
Les, my God, you just gave out the roadmap to success that I've been following for my entire life. You're amazing.
They say coincidence is God's way of staying anonymous. So I want your wife to know that she married up when she married you.
Oh, my gosh. Les, what an amazing human being. You're giving out just such great positive energy. It's like you're sending bombs out my way.
I know. All that happening tonight at Unity on the Bay starting at 6 o'clock.
Now, Les, how do people get involved? Do they just show up? Is that how they get tickets?
Yeah, they can go to unityonthebay.org, unityonthebay.org, or they can show up, and most certainly when they come, we're going to teach them strategies, not in addition to not only how to transform their mindset, how I earned my first million 3 years after leaving Miami and began to make a national and global impact. In fact, they can go online and put in Les Brown speaking in the Georgia Dome. Les Brown speaking in the Georgia Dome. They'll see me speaking to over 80,000 people. And so part of what I'm doing now at this stage of my life, at 74, you learn, you earn, you pass it on. So I'm going to share with them the secret strategies of what it takes to create an impact nationally and internationally. I believe we live in the greatest country in the world, and we should operate from the thinking of Horace Mann, who said, we should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to humankind.
Wow, 100% Les. I'm buying into everything you're selling. You're the man. This is absolutely amazing. Again, Unity on the Bay tonight at 8 o'clock?
Yes, indeed.
I can't wait. And you're here from, you're here in Miami. I got to meet this man in person. I'm going to Unity on the Bay, Wanda.
Well, we actually have a pair of tickets to give away to listeners, or I don't know. Should we go? Let's have a caller.
Okay. Well, listen, at 305-541-2350, we've got the pair of tickets to see Les Brown. They're going to be available. So somebody can call in and ask Wanda for that at 305-541-2350. Les.
These tickets could change your life.
It is, this phone call is changing mine.
All right, 305-541-2350. We'll take caller three now.
Okay, so Les, tell me a little bit more. What's another nugget of success that you can send our way that our people might get an expanded view of when they come see you?
Well, one of the things that we're encouraging people to do is to risk winning. Risk winning. I didn't do what I'm doing right now for 14 years because I didn't want to risk losing. I felt, how could I develop the level of credibility to be able to choose a career that will allow me to compete with people with college degrees and MBAs and years of corporate experience that I don't have? And so because I didn't want to lose, I didn't do what I'm doing now. And Viscott said, if you're not willing to risk, you can't grow. And if you can't grow, you can't become your best. And if you can't become your best, you can't be happy. And if you can't be happy, then what else is there? So risk winning. There's no exit out of here without dying. Live like you're going to die. And we don't know the day or the time. So decide to live full and to die empty. You will fail your way to success. Walt Disney filed bankruptcy 7 times and had 2 nervous breakdowns. You will fail your way to success. And so the key is, risk winning and understand that a setback is a setup for a comeback. You have comeback power.
Oh, Les, you are the man. This is just terrific. Wanda, we're taping this. I got to play this stuff in my car. This is amazing. So, Les, tell me now. So you went to Booker T. Washington High. Then what happened?
I got a job at WMBM radio station. I worked there, first of all, as a gopher going to get the tea and food for various radio personalities, Milton Butterball Smith, who was a program director at that time. Then I got a job as a disc jockey at the radio station. In fact, I do a signature message call, "You got to be hungry in order to make it." And then I was recruited to go to Columbus, Ohio, got a job in radio there, did that for 9 years, and then I resigned to come back to Miami. I'm adopted. I'm one of seven children that my mother took in as foster kids, and then eventually she adopted us, and then I made a commitment to my mother that I was going to take care of her if anything happened. And so when I ran for the Ohio legislature in Columbus, Ohio, I was elected to 3 terms midway of my midterm. I got a call that Mama was ill, and I didn't want to put her in a nursing home, so I gave up my political ambitions. I came back to Miami. I took care of Mama, and she lived for another 12 years and passed at 89. And then I decided to get into this area and to travel and to speak nationally. Now I'm training and developing speakers, teaching them how to take their story and their experiences and how to make national and global impact. I've spoken in over 51 different countries, and now at this stage of my life, I'm a grandfather and a great-grandfather.
Well, you're a great man too, Les. Don't sell yourself short. I'd love to come meet you sometime here in Miami and try to, you know, maybe get together with some of your power. It sounds like you're an amazing human being, a true dynamo. I want to thank you so much for joining us as we chase our dream here on 880 The Biz. Wanda.
Hey, we have our winner, Loretta Risco from Pembroke Pines, called in. She'll be seeing you tonight, Les. Hopefully you'll have a chance to say hi and enjoy yourself.
And congratulations to
Loretta. We will do that.
All right, Les. Listen,
thank you so much.
Really appreciate you being on the show, Les. We're going to be back with some more good stuff. We've got Norikawa. We're going to keep on relaxing and having some positive energy. And we're going to have all kinds of calls, all kinds of fun, and of course, more Wanda.
Hi, this is Steve-O with the Steve-O and Renee Morning Show. Are you feeling tired all the time? Do you feel like you've lost your edge? Are you having a hard time losing weight? Well, don't get discouraged. We have a real solution for you. At Medical Health Institute, they specialize in hormone replacement therapy. This is not your typical overpriced hormone replacement therapy clinic. Call them today and discover a new level of health. 786-401-5244. That's 786-401-5244. Or check them out at medicalhealthinstitute.com.
If you have investments and don't like how the volatile market causes you to lose money when the market goes down, then you don't really make much back when it goes up again. Learn what you can do to make money when the markets go up or down at Online Trading Academy. Online Trading Academy is the leader in investment education. Classes are a real eye-opener. People of all ages are being taught how money is made in up, down, and sideways markets. All instructors at Online Trading Academy are current professional traders who are certified, currently trade, and are profitable. They show you what they do every day, such as how to find the footprints of the big banks and institutions and make the trades they make, how to pick the right investments, how money is made in up, down, and sideways markets, how to time the market, and how to limit the risk on all trades. Not only do you learn about stocks, but also options, futures, Forex, even Bitcoin. You learn using a patented rules-based strategy, which is taught only at Online Trading Academy. So if you're tired of volatile markets eating away at your profits, or if you're looking for a way to make extra income from home, then do what over 200,000 students around the world have done. Call now for a pair of tickets to a free half-day class to see how smart trading really works. Then you decide. At the free half-day class, you'll also get the Wall Street Insider's Kit on a thumb drive. It's packed with investment ideas for free. Classes are in Broward and Palm Beach. And hey, if you live in Jupiter or Port St. Lucie, they're having free lunch and learn classes. So call now for a pair of free tickets. Online Trading Academy, the leader in investment education for over 20 years. Call now. Seating is limited. 954-668-2443. 954-668-2443. 954-668-2443.
The Steve-O and Renee Show is brought to you in part by CSI Caregiver Services, the Bougainvillea House, Auction Gallery of Boca Raton, Bright Star Credit Union, Brighter Days Nursing, A New You, South Florida Audiologists, and Medical Health Institute.
Filling in for Steve-O and Renee this morning.
We're the smartest people.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
We're the most loyal people.
On 880, The Biz.
All right, Wanda, I love those things you put together. You're an absolute artist and a magician doing that stuff.
Oh, it's just fun.
It is. So what do we got this time? What do we got going on here? Are we going to talk to Noor again?
I think we're back with Noor. Well, right. First of all, let me give some weather here, weather today.
Okay.
Thunderstorms expected, and that is, in fact, again, expected for tonight. A high 81 today, 76 our low, and more showers all through the day tomorrow. High 76 on Saturday. 80 degrees now as you head to work or wherever you're heading. Drive safe and stay with us.
Yeah, it's icky out there. It's the thin clouds. If you're used to living in South Florida, you know them. They got the dark underside, the dark behind. You can barely see what's going on out there. And you know that eventually the sun's going to come and it's going to fire it all up.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Welcome to South Florida.
That's okay. This is a beautiful place. I love it. And this is making it greener and greener. And it's a beautiful place. And let me tell you else. I found a beautiful place a few months ago. That was a space inside Norikawa's heart.
Aww.
That's right. She's one of the most beautiful people we know. I want to thank Carla Descal for giving her the opportunity to have a beautiful place at the Sacred Space. In fact, I want to get Les Brown over there to talk to some of the folks at the Sacred Space. Mm-hmm. That guy is amazing.
He's been around for quite some time.
That's just an amazing human being. Yeah. Like I said, Noor's an amazing human being. Welcome back to the show, Noor.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. So we've got some new people listening that just punched in on their car. We talked a little bit about how to meditate in your car. I almost knocked me out the last time, so we got to be more careful about that. Huh?
Are they on Facebook?
Yeah, we got it everywhere.
Because you know the Facebook on Facebook, folks, the show never stops.
That's right. We are on Facebook. Although, you can watch it on Facebook Live. Jim Fried's Facebook Live. Noor's on Facebook right now, too.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, we're doing a double thing out there. So, Noor, tell me a little bit about, you've got an event that you and Carla are putting on Wednesday to help women become empowered. Tell me a little bit more about that in this hashtag MeToo generation.
So on Wednesday, May 30th at 7 p.m. at the Sacred Space Miami, Carla and I are co-hosting a Sacred Circle of Women honoring empowered and aware women. And wow. The purpose of this circle is for women to come together, connect, feel their own power. Yes, absolutely learn a couple techniques tied to awareness, but be, play, have fun, breathe. And usually most people after the two and a half hours leave transformed.
I'm sending Vivian. I need her to breathe the air with all those other power women. And for them also, I'm going to just say it this way. I think that they need a little bit of grounding that meeting somebody like Vivian provides.
I think she has come to our circles before. And when she is in the room, magic happens, period. Her energy is extraordinary. People love to hear her story. She is resilient. She's absolutely resilient. And what we teach at these circles is exactly that, resilience and thriving. How do you stay with it even when things are challenging? And how do you connect and focus on what you're meant to do in this world?
All I can tell you is that the way that Vivian and I have made it through is with unconditional love and a bond that can't be broken. It can be shaken, it can be stressed, but it can't be broken. And that's the most important thing, I think, in any relationship, is having a bond that's based on truth, transparency, and eventually the love that comes with that type of a relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, Noor, I was involved with one of your ceremonies. It was a healing ceremony. I was amazed. I'm going to tell the story if you don't
yes,
mind.
Yes, please.
So we went and we met you. Vivian met you online. She observed some of your things, reached out, and you became friends on Facebook. And then we met in person for the first time at Carla's healing ceremony. You reached out, said, could we please come? I really didn't know. I had never been at a yoga event in my life. I went and worked out for 2 hours hard, and then I went to yoga. That's correct. A 3-hour yoga session. I was about to, I'll use the word plots. I couldn't believe it. Oy vey.
How'd they pick you up off the floor?
They didn't. They needed a forklift. They got all these pillows that you sit on. But I went out to talk to some people that were involved in helping me get Vivian a kidney. And then I heard like chanting and there wasn't banging, but chanting and humming. And so I was talking to somebody, you should go back in there. So I went in there and Vivian was lying on a pillow surrounded by a bunch of people that I ended up finding out was an international collection of gurus. It was an amazing power play you did on us. I walked in. Vivian was doing yoga. We were shaking. You said, come in, lay hands on Vivian. I went in. I had what I call a 15-tissue event. I couldn't stop crying. It was so beautiful. And when I was done, you healed me. You healed her. And then we were going home, and Vivian goes to me. I go to Vivian. I go, well, what was that all about? People thanked you, but they also thanked me. She goes, well, yes. I go, why would they thank me? And she said, the reason that they thanked you was because they saw that there is the chance to find your other half, and that when the going gets tough, that that other half will stand up. She said that there's a chance. People now learned that, yes, there's a chance that their other half is out there. And I got to tell you, that's the most beautiful thing that anybody's ever said to me.
Yes. And I'm not going to keep speaking, because that summarized everything that somebody needs to hear. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. So I think that really the reason that this all happened with Vivian and I is because there needed to be a living example on the face of the earth of perseverance and goodness. And that's my wife.
Yes.
That's my wife.
And radiance and grace.
Thank you. And part of that is brought out because of the relationship that she was able to forge between you and Carla. Because you talked about resiliency earlier. And what resiliency is yes, you can overcome things, and you can say, yes, I've overcome in the past, so I know I can overcome in the future. But unless somebody believes in you and is there, Les Brown talked about it too. Unless you can surround yourself with a team that believes in you, that focuses with you, that helps you project your positive energy and reinforces it, you just won't be successful. And that's why a place like a sacred space and a friend and a belief, a person that believes in you like you, Noor, is so important to somebody like Vivian and to somebody like me. Because without a team that believes in you, you just can't make it. You have to feed your brain, and you have to have people support your belief. So, Noor, how does somebody start feeding their brain positive energy?
Jim, you need a tribe. So you start to feed your brain with positive energy by breathing, nourishing your body, working out, walking, water. These are all techniques. They're simple, and people sometimes skim over them, but they're powerfully effective. And the other is the unit, the family, the tribe, the connection. That's why we are so passionate. Monthly, we host these circles at the Sacred Space.
They're so beautiful. And I'm going to tell you is that the most important thing is breathing. Because people come out and they say, well, you know, oh my God, this is freaking me out. I'm getting dizzy. I have to sit down. Yes, dummy, because you stopped breathing. The minute that you have a high stress situation, the most important thing that you can do, and I actually do this, is I take a step back, I take a deep breath, I take another deep breath, I take a third deep breath, and then I get started. If I start to get, I'm going to say the word, PO'd, you got to do the same thing. And for the folks in the car that just got off by the person that's talking, doing their makeup and drinking coffee, just let it go. Life is too short. Up, oh, Vivian's watching.
Hi,
hey,
Vivian.
Hey, Vivian. How are you, honey?
Facebook.
There you go.
There you go.
We're always live on Facebook.
We're a community.
That's right. Well, that's what we need, is we need the community to give us strength. And again, we're going to send the message directly to Vivian right now. Noor, go for it.
Vivian, you are an inspiration. Thank you for being a part of the women's circle at the Sacred Space. Thank you for sharing your light. Thank you for sharing your grace. And thank you for your resilience. The ability for you to have gone through what you've gone through with such grace and impacted so many people's lives is just power. Thank you for your breath.
Yes, thank you so much, Noor, awesome. For that. And we've got other people watching that I know for a fact have helped me mentor a lot of young people. I want to give a high five to my good friend Steve, who's been watching for a while, and all the other people that really reach out and help other people. That's what our show is really about. Our show is really about creating community that can help empower people and move them forward. Oh, my God, I got to write that down. That is it,
Wanda. It's all about you, folks.
That's correct. We're here to make your day better, to make your trip to better. To folks that are driving down to the Keys, please drive carefully. Please do not drive impaired. Wait till you get to your destination before you crack that beer. People used to call them road pops. Do not call them road pops. They are pops for when you get back to where you're going.
Isn't that illegal?
Yeah, it is. And it's also illegal to drive baked. And we're going to have later on in this hour, actually, I think it'll be in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to the folks about medical marijuana. We're going to have a doctor in that talks about medical marijuana. She actually appears at the Sacred Space. My gosh, the only thing missing from the Sacred Space is Carla today. And we're going to...
She's doing amazing things.
She is. That woman is moving the dial. You know, we need to get Carla on the show. Do you think that Carla would want to come on the show? show?
Probably. Absolutely.
She does keep a low profile, but I think that if we told her that she'd be reaching out to people that she doesn't usually get to and that she'd be able to change lives that day, that she would appear, because that's what she's really all about.
Oh, she is such a gift to the Miami community. Such a gift.
Now, we've got some new people listening, Noor. So really, what is the most important thing that people can do to nourish their body and their soul to begin on the path of wellness for their spirit?
Wellness for your spirit is no. You are perfect exactly the way that you are. All accept right. that. Take a breath. No matter what's going on, what's happened to you, you are perfect. And life is happening for you. Even when it looks like a challenge, an obstacle, or something that's just not going the way you want it, life is happening for you, not against you.
You know, that is such a beautiful, focused thought, and it is so absolutely true. And everybody's life is their own life. Everybody is a universe. Everybody sees it in their own perspective. You know, as a young kid, I once wondered if I was the only person, if it all rotated around me. Now I know Bruce Turkel's out there, so I see it rotating around the other people. It actually leads for a more fulfilling life when I see it rotating around the other people, because what I really love to do is go from person to person, give a little, take a little, give a little, take a little. And what that does is it makes my life more whole and more fulfilled. And of course, the person I give and take the most with is the lovely Vivian Fried.
Yes. Mm. That's awesome.
Yeah, I hear a little music, Wanda.
Lucky you. Yeah, we're going to go to break in just a bit.
Okay. Well, listen, Noor, I want to thank you so much for being here. And of course, you're welcome to stay and interact with all of our
Please.
Other people. We love having you. We love the energy you give. And the reality is that we're here today for Steve and Renee, and we're giving out the positive energy that they would usually give out in the morning. So make sure you listen to 8:80 a.m. in the morning. If you want to call and talk to Noor or me or Wanda, give us a call at 305-541-2350. I love saying the number, so I'll say it again, 305-541-2350. Now I'm going to use my radio voice. Make sure you call into 305-541-2350. What do you think, Wanda?
That's not your radio voice.
Yeah, I know. My radio voice is really just my regular voice.
All right, coming up, also, don't we have some cooking recipes?
Yeah, Grandma Ollie's going to call it. She's going to talk about how to make her favorite barbecue sauce. It's going to be great.
Fantastic.
It is. I love dipping my stuff into barbecue sauce.
Nice.
It is. That's what the weekend is all about.
Let's clarify.
Barbecue.
Food.
That's right.
He likes to dip the food.
That's right. I like to dip the food. But
today.
That's right.
Weather-wise.
Yeah, give me a weather
shot. Scattered
thunderstorms
expected today. Our high around 81. More showers into the night and more showers tomorrow. Our low 76 tonight and 78. Our high tomorrow morning. Stay with us. More to come here on 880 The Biz. I'm Wanda Miles.
I'm Jim Fried.
It's 829.
Filling in for Steve-O and Renee this morning.
Billions and billions.
Jim Fried.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
And Wanda Miles.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
On 880.
Billions and 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 billions.
If you're struggling to lose weight, consider the option of Miami Medical Weight Loss supervised by doctors. Everyone is talking about a new you when it comes to weight loss. They provide cutting-edge Miami medical weight loss systems professionally developed to get results. They focus on wellness and nutrition, a natural approach with top nutritional specialists. Call today to learn about a new you programming or to make an appointment with a professional nutritionist at 305-670-2131. That's 305-670-2131. Become a new you.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. Stocks have steadied after North Korea offered a measured response to President Donald Trump's decision to cancel a summit with the country's leader. S&P futures are down 4 points, Dow futures down 21, NASDAQ futures are up 3. Crude oil is slumping this morning, down 2.2% at $69.14 a barrel. A Saudi official said that OPEC and its allies are likely to gradually boost oil output in the second half of the year. Shares of footwear and athletic apparel companies may jump higher this morning, with Foot Locker soaring in pre-market trading. Shares up about 12% before the opening bell after the company beat estimates across the board in the latest quarter. And shares of Gap will be in focus as well. Quarterly earnings missed analyst estimates, even though the Banana Republic brand did see sales that surpassed projections. The Gap and Old Navy stores fell short of estimates in sales. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
You know, we just had Sal Khan in the studio. Actually, Joey was calling to find out about the seminar. If you're like, you can tell after listening to our interview with Sal that Renee and I know nothing about Bitcoin or SIP. I guess it's called CryptoCoin. But I'm telling you, you've got to find out about this. And one of the things I just learned after our interviews, this is not some pyramid. I don't trust those pyramids. I don't care how great they sound. So you can go to this seminar. It's May 26th. That's this Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. Listen to this. For the first 100 people who go there, they get a $25 Bitcoin. It's almost like they're paying you $25 to come, and you'll learn how to make money with this. But you've got to make reservations. Got a little, what do you call it? Spasms. www.evolutionofmoney.com. Go to www.evolutionofmoney.com. Make reservations. This is going to be a total sellout. It's at the Sheraton Suite this Saturday, 2 to 5, and it's located, I don't have the address, but it's right off of 95. It's on Cypress Creek. You can see it from 95. It's west of 95. It's the Sheraton Suites. And tell them that Steve O and Renee sent you.
880 The Biz takes you live to Temple Israel tonight at 7:30. Now back to Steve O and Renee on 880 The Biz. Filling in for Steve O and Renee this morning.
This song by the Smiths says
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
That was Big Mouth Strikes Again.
On 880 The Biz.
All right, we are back, and boy, have I been waiting to meet our next guest. She's Michelle Wiener, and she's what I call the pot doc. Michelle has been the personal physician for some of the closest friends I have, and she has also appeared at the Sacred Space talking about the benefits of medical marijuana. Michelle, welcome to the show. Dr. Michelle Wiener, I should say.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, we've got people complaining that they can't see you on Facebook, but hey, this is radio, not Facebook.
Well, the lights are off in there.
No, it actually looks better. She's naturally lit. She's glowing. She's smiling. Must be all the marijuana she takes. Now, people have said to me that I should really consider it more like a vitamin and medicine. So tell me a little bit more about why I should.
Well, there's many parts of the cannabis plant, and so we are very familiar with the stigma that has been created about medical marijuana, and that's basically from the fact that recreational marijuana has a lot of THC, which is a psychoactive component. So the other component, CBD, doesn't cause that high or that intoxicating effect called cannabidiol, and that's looked a lot of times as a dietary supplement because we have something called an endocannabinoid system in our body. And this new research of the past 20 years has really changed the way that cannabis medicine is used, because we can use one plant for so many different conditions. That's why kids with seizures use it, people with Parkinson's or MS. I have a lot of chronic pain patients that use it instead of opioids and other controlled substances.
Yeah, in fact, I was just had my periodic checkup at the Sylvester Pain Center, and I see Dr. Dennis Patton, who's the head of it. And guess who he wants to meet? You.
Well, Dr. Dennis Patton was my mentor because I did my fellowship at the University of Miami. So I actually gave them a lecture about a month ago, all their pain fellows, because in these universities, they don't teach cannabis. So it's a huge problem that physicians are graduating medical school and finishing residency and not having any training in cannabis medicine, and then patients are asking them and physicians are not the ones with the answers these days.
Well, we're going to get you and Dennis on a show together. Okay. I'm working on that right now. He already said he wants to do it in, well, gosh, I'm going to have to text it to you. You're going to have to remind me. I have a picture of him and all of his fellows looking at my marijuana, my what do they call it? Humanitarian card? They have some
ID.
Marijuana ID. Yeah, they loved it. And then I, of course, brought in one of the devices for them to observe as well. And so it was really fascinating that the mainstream, historically focused pain people are now focused on what people have been saying is bad for you for so many years.
I have a question. Is there just one cannabis plant, or are there several different plants that you work with?
That's a good question. So there's one cannabis plant, but the cannabis plant has over 100 cannabinoids. So these are each individual substances that may have medical benefits. And then there's over 400 substances in the plant, including terpenoids and flavonoids. So there's many different ways of using the cannabis plant, depending on what symptom or chronic condition the patient has.
Now, I've seen people on videos preparing this at home. I just got to say it that way. And they boil it to remove the carbons. Tell me a little bit about that.
So usually a cannabis plant is not activated until you heat it. So it's in its acidic form. So when you have a cannabis plant, what we think of as just flower, that is not activated. And so you need to decarboxylate it. And by doing that, the acidic form now turns into an activated form, and that therefore it has the medical benefit. So if you were just to, let's say, eat cannabis flower or juice cannabis flower, it wouldn't have the same effect as if you were to heat it up.
Now, I remembered where I saw that. It was on Vice TV.
Viceland.
Yes, Viceland. And there was this 90-year-old lady making marijuana butter. I couldn't believe it. It was amazing.
It's probably a show called Bon Appetit.
And, yes.
And it's really a great
That's
show.
Great.
Because it was amazing.
It's an amazing show because a lot of people don't want to use cannabis. They want to use it as medicine, but they want to use it not the way that we think of medicine, which is taking another pill. So by using it in oil and putting it in food, it becomes more of their
supplement?
Regular routine. It's almost like how we put, you know, mushroom powder in our shakes, or we put, you know, different supplements in a powdered form into some type of liquid or food. So they are actually using this as medicine, but incorporating it into their everyday life. And so that's what these shows teach you.
Well, let me tell you one other thing I'm going to have you do. I'm going to have you meet the people at the, first I got to get you and Dennis together.
Okay.
Then I got to get you and Dennis over to the transplant people. And then I got you and Dennis and the transplant people to say, okay, so my wife can take some cannabinoids because the girl needs some.
But the only thing is there's you know, some risks, like with every medication. So yeah. When it comes to transplant patients, obviously if you're using whole flower, and that means that, so in Florida, everything that's called seed to sale, everything is tracked, and the oil.
Vertically integrated.
Right. And the oil is tested for all different cannabinoids, mold, pesticides, all different pathogens that may be, because in the soil there's a lot of things that it's
fungus.
Called a bioaccumulator.
She takes
fungus.
A whole lot of anti. One of the drugs is $10,000 a month. It's antifungus.
And that's the biggest issue with whole flower, is that if you're using just, let's say, flower that has not been tested, obviously, then there would be an issue with the potential risk of an infection or having some type of fungus
Correct.
In the plant, and then a transplant patient's obviously immunosuppressed,
Oi.
And so. That's why you got to do it the legal way.
Yeah, 100%.
And start using the dispensaries.
Yeah, 100%. Well, that's what I'm talking about, is getting it from somebody like Surterra, from Jake.
Right.
And Jake will be on later in the show, just as a tout for later in the show. We're going to talk to one of the founders of one of these marijuana verticals and one of the lobbyists that's involved in getting the law to continue to evolve. So, Michelle, what is the most... I wanted to say miraculous, but instead of making it a tout, let's talk about interesting. What's one of the most interesting patients you've worked with and the results that you've seen achieved with medical cannabis?
I would say what I'm most proud of is weaning patients off of high-dose chronic opioids. So I have, let's say, a woman who was on 100 micrograms of a fentanyl patch, which is a very strong, long-acting opioid.
Jeez.
And Percocet, and we were able to, within 3 to 6 months, completely wean her off all of her medications, not just Percocet and fentanyl, but she was taking Ambien for sleep. She was taking Klonopin for anxiety.
Sure.
And so there's ways of just taking different cannabinoids in different milligrams and ratios and using that throughout the day based on how she's feeling. The other good thing about cannabis, it actually helps with some of the withdrawal symptoms. So she didn't have that restlessness, agitation that she would have trying to decrease her opioids. And now the Florida legislature is really making some guidelines that actually start July 1st that will make it more difficult for patients to get opioids, especially for acute pain, but chronic pain is coming also more of a national CDC issue. And so we're going to see that it's difficult for patients to actually get their chronic opioids filled in the pharmacies and covered by insurance. And so we need another option. And that's why it's a great time for education about cannabis, because we're going to need a better alternative for chronic pain and also for opioid addiction.
You know, it's really a very important thing. I mentioned it in the 7 o'clock hour. I'll mention it again now, is that I lost my brother to an opioid overdose. Uh-huh. And it's a very important thing to me to try to help the world find an alternative. It was accidental, but nevertheless, it was a fatality caused by opioid, not addiction. He was on a pain medication. It's a complex story that needn't be told right now. But the point is that an alternative is needed. And so well done to you and your team for looking for that. And I think we sort of addressed somewhat of what Wanda was saying when you talked about the different cannabinoids, I can never say that word right, doing different things. And so I think it's the strain. Now, I recently went to Surterra, got a new product that they just put out, strain, I guess, and they talk about the different things. One's for anxiety, one's for this, one's for sleep. And I can tell you is that I take the liquid, and maybe we talk a little bit about this, is I take the liquid 9-to-1 version, and it puts me, I mean, within 15 minutes, I'm out like a light. Now, 9-to-1, 12.5-to-1, 1-to-1, what's all that about?
Right, so that's the ratio of CBD to THC. So one of the benefits of CBD is it actually mitigates any negative side effects from THC. So if I have a patient that, you know, doesn't want the intoxicating effects or can't afford to have that, whether they're at work or elderly, or they just don't think that's part of, you know, a good quality of life, then we will balance out the CBD so that it takes away that high effect from the THC. So the ratios are really important, but everybody is has a different sensitivity to how THC will affect them. So sometimes I'll start off very slow always, but sometimes a patient will do well with a higher ratio of THC to CBD and they won't have that psychoactive effect. The good thing about Surterra is they have multiple ratios. So some dispensaries just have CBD, THC, or a 1-to-1, but Surterra has a variety of different ratios, and they also include the terpenes, and terpenes really guide the patient to have a certain feel or a specific treatment.
Wow. I know you got to leave soon. I wish you could be here to talk with Jake and the rest of his Surterra team. I think I see a Freedom Business episode or two coming out of this.
Yep.
Well, listen, I don't know. You had to go. I don't know when you have to go. Can you stay some more?
I can stay for a little bit, but I do have clinic that starts soon.
I know. Right. Well, people depend on you for their health and their wealth directly, but I think that we're starting to find out that you may have some great indirect appeal and impact as well. So thanks for sticking with us. And see, it wasn't so bad, was it,
no,
Michelle?
No, that was fun. Thank
All
you.
All right.
Thanks
well, listen,
for having me.
It's my pleasure. Wanda, take it away, but let's try to keep it short so we can get some more Michelle on for folks.
We have some cooking recipes coming up in just a bit.
Awesome.
So stick around for that. 80 degrees now. This is 880 The Biz. I'm Wanda Miles.
I'm Jim Freed. Grandma Lolly's next.
It's Friday, May 25th. The time is 8:45.
Filling in for Steve-O and Renee this morning.
But have you ever thought about replacing with a slightly more famous person? Could be fun.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
We've had a lovely time here this week. In fact, I realized it's been 20 years since I started working here.
On 880, The Biz.
You think the show has too many celebrity cameos?
Citrix Systems Incorporated has an opening for the position of software engineer at its location in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Job duties for this position include developing, creating, and modifying Citrix computer applications software. The position requires a master's degree or foreign equivalent in computer science, computer engineering, electrical engineering, engineering, or a related technical field. Must have the following skill set evidenced by graduate-level coursework or prior experience: computer architecture, data structures, object-oriented analysis and design, or multi-threaded programming, memory management, debugging, and TCP/IP. This is a full-time position. To apply, mail resumes to Citrix Systems, Incorporated, care of Amanda Gonzalez, job code C180501, 851 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Where South Florida comes to talk. Steve-O and Renee, live and local, exclusively on 880 The Biz. And now, cooking with Grandma Lolly.
It's that time again on a Friday morning, May 25th. I'm Wanda Miles.
I'm Jim Freed.
And, go ahead.
Hey, and we've got Grandma Lolly on. Hey, Grandma Lolly, how you doing?
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great now. Grandma Lolly, hugs and kisses to you. Now, please, Grandma, tell me a little bit about what we're going to learn today. You know, it's Memorial Day. People are out there having a barbecue. You got some good barbecue sauce?
Yep. I tried to make it easy. This is an easy, simple, basic sauce. You can gas it up the way you like, make it hotter, make it sweeter, whatever you want. You can add other ingredients. I'll give you the basics, and you can do the rest yourself. That's the idea, to make it personal.
Okay, Grandma.
Okay, you take a half a cup of ketchup, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon of cider vinegar, a dash of hot pepper sauce, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon of mustard powder, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt.
Mm.
And then you warm it up, stir it together, put it in a pan, and bring it to a simmer. And then take it off the heat and let it cool, and then brush it on your favorite meat. And if you want more of it, you can double or even quadruple these ingredients, because it's a very small amount that I've given you. And you can add honey or pepper flakes or liquid smoke or smoky paprika, whatever it is that you personally like. Some people like ginger, but ginger's pretty heavy, so a little dash of ginger wouldn't hurt either.
Oh, man,
that's my recipe.
Good.
Hey, Grandma Lolly, can you bottle that?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds
How about
delicious.
That would be good.
Sounds delicious. Now, listen,
Ooh,
Grandma.
Yeah.
Listen, what's your favorite meat to put that on?
I would say chicken. Chicken would be good.
Now, we got to make sure that people cook the chicken real well, because chicken can get you sick if you don't cook it right.
This is
no,
true.
No, you got to cook it sufficiently, of course, on your barbecue grill. First, you put this on as a little marinade first and let it sit there for a little while on the meat, and then put the meat on the grill, and that'll make a nice, what should I say, like a crispy sauce.
Well, I want you to know, Grandma, that a gentleman named Kent Malone was on Facebook and asked me to say hello to you. And also, Mr. Alan Kopelman is also watching
well,
you on
she's
Facebook.
Popular.
She
How
is
about
very
that?
Popular.
Okay.
She's got lots of fans. So, Grandma, we're going to have you on every time we come on. It sounds like you got some good stuff. We're going to be on Monday. Maybe you can come up with something else for
How
us.
How are we
going
to post? We've got to post the recipe somewhere.
Well, she can email it to us, and maybe you can put it up on the website.
Put it on Freedom Business.
There you go. We're going to do that. We're going to have a new section just for Grandma Lolly's recipes.
Sure.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Almost as good as it tastes. Yeah.
No, you're too funny, Grandma. Listen, thanks for calling in and giving us a recipe. You've got till Monday to come up with something new, so make sure you do that. Maybe we can talk about how to make a brisket or something like that.
No problem.
All right. Well, listen, Grandma, stay safe, drive safe, and make sure to not hot rod up and down I-95 this weekend.
Okay, got it.
All right, Wanda.
Thanks,
that's
Grandma.
Thank you, Grandma. That's
your
recipe for this weekend. Barbecue sauce from Grandma Lolly. Thanks again, Grandma. Stay safe, stay dry, and we'll talk to you offline a little later today.
Yay! Okay.
All right, Wanda. Hey, Wanda, tell me a little bit about some of the interesting facts that you've been finding for me while we've been holding on the air here.
Well, I was perusing to find out some information. I like information that you can use, maybe not to,
give me some information.
Back in the day on May 25th, 123 years ago today.
Uh-huh, I remember that.
1895.
Okay.
Oscar Wilde was convicted in London of gross indecency with men. I don't know what that means. He was, however, sentenced to 2 years of hard labor. He is the guy that wrote The Picture of Dorian Gray and The Importance of Being Earnest for our readers out there.
Sounds like a person that was misunderstood in his time.
For sure. And And also, 93 years ago, in 1925, substitute teacher John T. Scopes was indicted for teaching Darwin's theory of evolution in a Tennessee high school.
What a foolish person he was.
His case became known as the Scopes Monkey Trial.
Monkeying around there.
83 years ago, 1935, 21-year-old Ohio State sophomore Jesse Owens. Four world records in 45 minutes. He had the Big Ten track and field championship. That was in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Again, 1935.
Went on to get a certain German dictator a little PO'd by doing pretty well at the Olympics, too.
Yes, he has a short temper. Had a short temper, anyway.
Well, that guy did. Cost a lot of people their lives.
Yes, for sure. Moving on to some better things here.
Yeah,
83
really.
Years ago, in 1935 as well, Babe Ruth hit the 714th.
And last.
And final home run of his career.
Who was he playing for?
Boston Braves.
Yeah, I knew that. I thought you didn't know that.
It was against,
I've
got a cheat
sheet. The Giants? Was he playing the Giants?
Pittsburgh Pirates.
I was just a shot in the dark.
Yeah, it was in the dark.
Yeah, it was.
It was his third home run in that game, setting the record that stood for 39 years.
You know who broke that record, right?
Hank Aaron hit 715 on April 8th, 1974, yes.
That was the day when you could still run onto the field and give a guy a high five.
Somebody I remember it well.
Yeah, I remember watching that.
1976, he hit his 755th and
last
home run.
We know who broke that record. It's still in dispute the way he did it.
Well, stand by. He held that record for 31 years in 1 month when Barry Steroid Bonds.
This beefed up guy
broke Hank Aaron's record August 7th of 2007. His record stands now at 762 or so. We put that in quotes.
Tainted.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, it's tainted record, no doubt about
All
it.
All right, then.
Guy's head grew during his career. It doesn't happen usually if you're a grown-up.
Okay, one more. 59 years ago in 1959, the Supreme Court ruled that prohibiting boxing matches between blacks and whites was unconstitutional. Good news for equality, bad news for white people, however. Haven't won a boxing match since.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think they have won.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
It's just so funny.
It's not such a fact that you should necessarily know. It's a fun fact, though. You know, Jack Johnson just got pardoned, the big African-American boxer. The president pardoned him yesterday.
Oh.
Yes, thanks to the efforts of Sylvester Stallone, who looked very diminutive, standing next to Lennox Lewis at the signing ceremony.
I'm not a big boxing fan. All I remember is Muhammad Ali on the TV when I was a little kid and my uncle telling me to be quiet and get out of the front of the TV.
Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
Truly one of the great Americans.
I am the greatest.
He was the greatest.
That's all I remember.
He's the man.
Yeah.
He was amazing. To watch him was magical.
Gives us a little local feel. Learned to box. Not learned to box, but trained a lot here, right?
Yeah. Fifth Street Gym, Angelo Dundee. The Fifth Street Gym is gone. It's replaced by I don't remember how to get it. Maybe a CVS, I'm not sure.
Or a McDonald's.
Something like that. But history is still here in Miami. It's just in our brain. Miami is not too kind to its history.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to a break here in just a second. 80 degrees on this Friday morning. It is May 25th. The time now is 8:55. I'm Wanda Miles.
I'm Jim Fried.
And we'll be back in a moment.
A return live on Tuesday.
I filled in for you when you were too sick to meet with your fear of intimacy group.
Filling in is Jim Fried, Wanda, and Polo Miles.
I wasn't sick, they were just getting too close.
On 880, The Biz.
Hi, this is Steve-O with the Steve-O and Renee Morning Show. Are you feeling tired all the time? Do you feel like you've lost your edge? Are you having a hard time losing weight? Well, don't get discouraged. We have a real solution for you. At Medical Health Institute, they specialize in hormone replacement therapy. This is not your typical overpriced hormone replacement therapy clinic. Call them today and discover a new level of health. 786-401-5244. That's 786-401-5244. Or check them out at medicalhealthinstitute.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Did you know that every dollar you put into a piece of real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value about every 10 years. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. These are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how, attend one of our free workshops. Call 1-866-971-8970 or go to fivewayswemakemoney.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to fivewayswemakemoney.com.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Look for me on Thursdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on 880 a.m. The Biz for Fried on Business. Information that you can use today to make your life better immediately. This Thursday at 6 p.m., make sure you're right here on 880 a.m. The Biz for Fried on Business. Our show is all about you.
Oh, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking.
We're almost there. 880 The Biz is in the final five for the Miami New Times Best Radio Station of 2018. To vote for us, go to 880thebiz.com and click on the Miami New Times link at the top of the page. When you're there, select 880 The Biz. It's that easy. You can also pick your favorite radio personality while you're there. Yes, Steve-O and Renee made the top five.